You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
It's 1 o'clock, and this is America's Web Radio, and this is...
Let's Talk Venezuelans.
Bueno, today is not so Venezuelan, but is with us a friend. Somebody that I feel proud to be called that name. His name is Cesar Gonzalez, and Cesar, where did you born? You are a New Yorker, don't you?
Yeah, originally from New York, Metro New York, yeah.
In Metro New York. And which part of New York?
Well,
New York,
yeah. Born in Spanish Harlem, but grew up on Long Island. I guess you could say I'm from Long Beach.
From Long Beach.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And why I'm so proud to be here today, because we are talking with a guy who's the father of the capsule that in a week will be launched to the space, and it will be the first time in 11 years that the United States of America, with their own resources, return to the space, making America great again. Oh my,
that's a great news. Getting to know that Cesar is part of the, you remember, Obama and you know, the last administration, they block everything that comes with NASA, any kind of development, you know, they stop everything. And they even gave that knowledge and those opportunity to be ahead from so many countries. To, they give it to other countries, we were left behind.
We were the number one country in space exploration once we reached the moon, and suddenly we gave away the know-how.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we gave it with the Russians and with the Chinese and with everybody, and we were the ones who paid for it and left behind. So
yeah,
what's going on?
We were the piggy bank.
So now, SpaceX. What is SpaceX? Explain us.
Well, the thing about SpaceX is SpaceX is a private company. It's not like NASA. NASA is just like an overseeing. Department.
Mm-hmm.
But SpaceX is one of the first private companies to actually be able to produce a launch vehicle to put satellites, and here next week we're going to put actual astronauts in the space station up there. I had the honor and the privilege to be able to do some of the testing on the Crew Dragon capsule that's going up there, and I'm just really excited for this, especially for my guys at SpaceX. HT15!
Woohoo! Yes. Woo-hoo! Make America great again!
Yes, yes.
And in the right way, you know, using private funding, the cost of the launching on SpaceX. Cool. Can you tell me about that?
Well, if you can give some comparative terms. I don't have the actual numbers here, so...
We can work with estimates.
Okay, well, this is just off the top of my head, and this could be an error, but you're looking at a typical launch from SpaceX costing around $70-75 million versus ULA, which is a conglomerate of Boeing and a few other companies, at $320 million per launch.
Oh my.
So you just imagine the benefits there. This is empowering the private sector to produce things at a faster rate.
You were part of this exciting we're returning to be the number one in the space exploration.
Yes.
I remember the day that they launched the car and the rockets landed on the barge and in Cape Kennedy, and wow, you did something that nobody else did.
Yeah, it was really exciting to be able to see, and that was just before I hired on at SpaceX. We had to boost. I mean, we nailed the booster landings. You know, one of the most significant costs in a launch is the booster unit itself. So mm-hmm. to be able to land it mm-hmm. saves a lot of costs and brings mm-hmm. down the cost of launches. Mm-hmm. Thanks to SpaceX, we're able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and why do you have this difference in cost? It's amazing. So you dropped to almost 80% the cost of launching.
Again, it's the private sector. It's empowering the private sector, allowing people to use the technologies available to be able to reuse. I know some on the left are all about recycle and reuse and everything. Well, SpaceX has taken it to a level that
another level
that nobody has ever
this
done before.
This new capsule or I don't know. It's a capsule or it's really a some kind of airplane that you can pilot.
Well, the Crew Dragon is actually just a capsule, uh-huh. but it uses modern technologies. Everything is. All the controls are touch controls. It's very, very modernistic. Really impressive unit.
Uh-huh. And can you explain me a little bit more about the capsule? How many, what's the crew? How many people can get into this capsule?
Well, as I remember, it could fit a total of 7. I could be wrong with that number, but I remember that being bandied about when we were working with it.
So it's about the same crew that you used to have with the space shuttle?
Pretty much. With the original Apollo capsule, we only carried 3.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But there are other companies and other fixtures in the aerospace industry that are making reusable craft, possibly another shuttle. I'm not on the front line at this point, so I couldn't tell you exactly what's available, but it is an exciting time in the aerospace industry, and I'm just stoked to be a part of it.
Woohoo!
Yes. So
here from Georgia. Is he here? He is
here.
From here, from Georgia. So the great state of Georgia
is contributing to the launch of the whole industry. My goodness, this is
man, and thinking that he could get into the house.
Yes,
because he's one of the candidates for congressional district here in Georgia, number
13.
Okay.
So he's running against a Democrat incumbent. What is his name?
David Scott.
Scott. And Scott, how can you tell me a little bit so Carlos can take over the other part that he loves to talk about? Can you tell me a little bit how's the district is the you know the geographic of
the demographic.
Demographic makeup of District 13. You've got approximately 60% Black, 10% Latino. And the rest, of course, white and Native American.
So it's more or less like
20% whites and Native American and 10% Latinos. Okay, got it. 100%. So it's basically
it's
like
about
my district.
Like your district, yes.
Yeah, it's like
where
my...
Where it's located in the district numbers, the 13.
Yeah, I mean, it's my genetic makeup. Black, Latino, and Native American, and white.
Yeah,
But what are the counties? Where are the counties?
Okay, the counties include parts of Cobb, Douglas County, Clayton County, parts of Fulton, Fayette, and Henry County.
Okay, for our friends that are hearing this conversation, we have a lot of people who lives in England, Israel, all over the world. It's about the north side of
It's the south.
Or the south part?
It's the southwest, south and western part of it, the Metro Atlanta mm-hmm. community.
Okay.
So your district is considered part of the metro area?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
What are the problems that are suffering right now our brothers and sisters, the minority communities?
Well, in particular, you've got the unemployment rate in Georgia prior to this pandemic was at 6.1%. Mm. I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. That's at 3.1%. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. District 13, the unemployment rate was more than twice as much at 6.7%. Mm-hmm. So that's very telling, especially when you have an incumbent like David Scott that has been been representing the 13th District for, 18 years now?
They gotta go. The same problem that we have in District number four.
They gotta go.
It's time
for them to retire.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time for a change. I'm hearing that from my Republican colleagues, but from some Democrat colleagues as well, who have taken an interest in my campaign because I represent all the people, special interests or donor companies and big industry,
mm-hmm.
big money.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you are like me. We are paying our own campaign. We are not receiving contribution for no big names, no companies. Nobody's backing us up monetarily.
Just the people.
I got some contribution from citizens. Like I'm talking about from $10 all the way to $250.
Yes.
Exactly. My campaign is solely supported by the public. I have no company contributions, no big money from any kind. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when I was talking to my motorcycle colleagues, I told them the very thing. I'm like, look, I'm not beholden to anybody. No company's bought me. I'm mm-hmm. not bought. I'm representing you, the people. So you, the people, dictate what I do and what legislation I support in Congress.
Well, now, mm-hmm. what is Cesar Gonzalez re-engineer the U.S. Congress? Tell me.
This is going to be relaxing.
Because 30-something years ago, in 1900.com, I studied engineer in Monterrey Institute of Technology. So
in Monterrey?
Yes. Okay. Not in Mexico City, but the Monterrey mm-hmm. Institute of Technology. So we are related in some way. We have the same mental sickness. I mean,
yeah, I'm just a numbers guy, so I look at all the numbers.
Yes,
but one of the things I want to focus on is training, vocational training, particularly for example, in New York, we had BOCES, uh-huh. which was an acronym for Board of Cooperative Educational Services. I want to be able to give the students at a high school level the option of learning a marketable skill in order to be able to support themselves.
We continue after this message.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
If your health insurance premium is more than your mortgage, Ellen Deal with Ideal Solutions is here to help. Whether you're a small business owner, individual family, or baby boomer, email maga45cag@gmail.com and I'll respond with three easy questions to help you determine if you can get away from Obamacare. As a 20-year veteran of the insurance industry, I'm here to help with all your insurance needs. Email Ellen Deal at maga45cag@gmail.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And it's the second part of this interview that is very, very, very exciting for us, because we are in front with the, one of the real Americans that are making America great again.
Yeah, I have a question for him.
Okay.
So you say that you used to live in New York, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. How many years have you been living in Georgia?
I've been living in Georgia since 1996. I came down here to actually see the Olympics, but also because anybody who was to get into the motorcycle racing community needed to come to Atlanta. Atlanta was like the epicenter of the motorcycle industry.
Yeah,
at
back
that
in those
point.
Days. That's
yeah.
right.
Yes.
So you are being a Georgian for 24 years. So there is no way that he's an outsider.
No, ma'am.
No, you are a Georgian. I mean, you were born in another state, you raised in another state, but you made your life here in Georgia for 24 years. You got business?
Yeah, well, I had businesses in, particularly in the 13th District, I had businesses for the last 20 years. I also operated my racing program as a business. I raced AMA Pro nationally, but we focused on...
What is that, the AM?
AMA, American Motorcyclist Association. We, you know, the racing, people know it as super bikes.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, so, man, excuse me.
Excuse me.
So, we have a multifaceted candidate here. I mean, we're getting to know his person.
A guy with a passion.
With a passion. So, he's a motorcycle racer. He's an instructor. He runs his own business. Different type of businesses. He's been living in Georgia for 24 years.
An engineer, father of the space capsule. What is the name of the baby?
The Crew Dragon. To bring it together, it's just I had two motorcycle shops. I had one in Jonesboro, and when the recession hit, I had to close it.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for a few other shops for a little while, but had an opportunity to run another shop in Lithia Springs, so I took that project on. Of course, the recession kind of dragged on. We were hoping that things would turn around, and there was a little glimmer of hope, and then everything went bad. This is during the Obama administration.
Oh, yeah. He kills a lot of small businesses back then. That's what the Democrats do when they get into power. They kill your business. They kill your dream. They kill your initiative. They kill your ability to innovate and create.
Now, and they increase the taxes.
And they increase the taxes.
Okay,
yes.
Now.
Hold on. Let me finish with him.
Okay.
So you were saying that you want to bring those training skills back to the high schools. You know, when I came back in 1993 to United States from Venezuela, I remember I used to take classes, ESOL classes, at nighttime, and I remember students were staying in the high school until 6-7 o'clock in the afternoon, because after school they were having some kind of training from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m, which were like
electricity,
air conditioning, motor, you know, the car, how you fix the car,
automobile repair,
all that. And then suddenly when Bush went out and Obama, all that thing disappeared completely from the high schools. So,
well, it's typical Democrat tactics. They want to create a nation of dependents, depending on government rather than individuals that actually depend on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
One of my programs is to mirror the BOCES experience that I had in New York, and that was in New York. BOCES program would take at-risk kids who were going to the regular high school. You spend half the day in high school, the other half of the day you spent at BOCES. Now, what was BOCES? BOCES was a facility. It looked like a school. It was, for all intended purposes, a school. But it was structured to where you took classes in, like my colleague here said, HVAC, auto repair, masonry and bricklaying. They had a commercial foods program.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I went to when I was a youth in school, I went to motorcycle and small engine repair. They had a nursing program that had a waiting list there. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm. To take care of the little kids while mommy and...
Nursing.
Nursing program. Sorry, I am so excited. I'm sorry.
But this is what District 13 needs.
Yes.
I looked at a...
This is what the whole state of Georgia needs.
This is what we need.
That's what we need, and we can work together at Congress with that. Well, she's the one who can work on that.
Well, I'll give you an example. I looked at some of the census statistics,
mm-hmm.
and they said that of all the working people in District 13, only 2.8% of them were actually trained, skilled workers.
Wow.
Now, take that figure for a minute and mm-hmm. consider this. If you wonder why an industry, a manufacturer, a business would relocate to a certain state or a certain county or a certain area, is because of the availability of skilled labor.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we don't have that in the 13th District. So With my plans and with my proposals, what I like to do is create a skilled worker base, and that alone would attract companies to come here. I would love nothing more than Elon Musk to bring Tesla and SpaceX to the 13th District here
Woo!
In Georgia.
Woo! Yes, definitely. We can work
on
that.
As we can remember, Mr. Musk was the creator mm-hmm. of PayPal.
PayPal, that's right.
Okay, yeah, so his first successful company.
Yeah.
And he sold PayPal for about $50 million.
Uh-huh.
Now he is
into the space
and into the electrical
cars.
Cars and housing, you know, the photovoltaics,
the shingles.
Yes.
Instead of having a solar panel on your roof, you actually have the roofing shingles that actually generate electricity. Absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
This is American ingenuity at its best.
Yes.
And we have to bring it to Georgia.
We need to bring that to Georgia.
We have the opportunity to source for that.
We have a lot of
resources, a lot of talented people.
Our fellow Americans, our brothers and sisters, and our patriots who live in District Number 13. Here you have. This is your option right here.
You have to look nowhere else.
You cannot look nowhere else. If you look for the incumbent, it's been over 20 years and he's not doing anything to bring opportunities, to bring opportunity zones, to bring any healing to the community, and to bring unity. He didn't do that. So everybody's still in the same hole, right? In the same bad situation. Okay, and then if you look to another candidate, that candidate's been back up with big companies, big name, and you know what it does all about. That's why we are into the problem that we are, Carlos, today with the House and with the Senate, because those people are being put in there by big money and their alliance and their
And they are only
about those people who give them the money to get into the power. So you have here Cesar Gonzalez. He's on his own. He is receiving money like I receive money from citizens.
Yes.
And I am not being backed up by no companies, no big names, no big money or nothing like that. We the people.
We the people.
We decide who we're going to put in the house. So here is your option for Congressional District number 13. And here is your option for Congressional District number 4. We can do so much for our brothers and sisters.
And you are not only representing the districts, you are representing the state of Georgia.
And we are here trying to represent the people. That means we are not going to be representing a political party, this party or that party or this movement or that group or that. Mm-mm. We are representing 750 citizens, residents of each district.
Yes.
He's going to have 750. I'm going to have 750.
And
thousand. Thousand. And then if we win, we can work. Could you imagine district number 4 and 13, they are next to each other, how we can help each other
to prosper, interact,
and do things together to bring our majorities in our district, bring them up
into the economic
opportunities, growth. And
okay, the economic growth, that is the most important part.
One of the significant parts of my platform, of course, is building bridges between communities. You got the incumbent who's played identity politics for so long and making excuses for the lack of growth and the struggles within the community. I want to do away with all of that because that's just counterproductive.
Enough is enough, yes.
Enough is enough. Come on, we're all Americans. Let's band together and approach the next year and the next term with gusto.
Yes, gusto.
Yeah, with pleasure, with flavor.
Let's return America when it used to be 50 years ago, you know, the envy of the world.
Yeah, where we actually went to the moon and landed on the moon with the computer processing capacity of a digital watch.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Let's bring that ingenuity back. Let's grow this place. Let's make America great again, for crying out loud.
Bingo,
bingo, bingo, bingo. Now, I would like for you to talk a little bit about, what are your principles, you know, like as a person, so people can get to know you. Who are you?
Who are you?
Are you married? Are you divorced? Are you neglected, abandoned? Do you have kids? Do you have grandchildren?
Do you sing?
We want to know the person. Do you have any talent, any hobby? What else? I don't know. Just surprise us.
Okay, well, just kind of a really shy guy. I kind of keep to myself for the most part, but when I'm in, when I'm with the motorcycle community and the racing community, we go out, we have fun. I'm divorced.
How many times?
Oh, 3 times.
So you were happily divorced?
Well,
I am happily divorced.
Well, we all have our little struggles, so I tend kind of to shy away from that. I actually have a very good relationship with my ex-wife.
Okay, we're going to come back in a few minutes, and then we're going to keep on knowing a little bit about Cesar, okay? Every time I say I am happy.
Want to give your family or loved one the perfect gift? Then go online and check out the TornadoBodyDryer.com. I love mine and the warm heat air massage it gives me after my shower. The Tornado Body Dryer is super. You'll love it, and you'll love having one in your shower. Get your pen and paper ready. If there's a move in your near future, I'm here to tell you that the folks I used and now recommend is Around Town Movers. Timothy and the guys recently moved me, and I am and was totally satisfied with a sometimes not so fun experience moving. Call Timothy at 770-378-4708 and make it a good move and a good experience. Around Town Movers, for that local or cross-country move. Timothy, Around Town Movers, in my opinion, are the best. That's Around Town Movers. Call.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Rinaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on AmericasWebRadio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is the third part of this wonderful interview that we are doing with Cesar Gonzalez.
In Let's Talk Venezuela.
Let's Talk Venezuela.
Okay, keep on telling us about you. So you are happily divorced 3 times.
And
you have kids?
Yeah, I've got a number of children scattered all around. I've got some in New York. I've got some in, I got my beautiful baby. She's in Massachusetts.
How
old is she?
She is 28, looking at 29. She's a social worker.
Okay.
And she became a social worker because one of the things I shared with her, of course, was my background. I was a survivor of child abuse. And awarded a state of New York. I grew up in a boys' home. And one of the things with that was I did, for example, when I was racing professionally, I used my racing as a platform to advocate for child abuse awareness.
Beautiful.
Hey.
Beautiful.
And, nice. And it was... it's just there are so many things that would lead to that. Survivors of child abuse tend to be predisposed to adversarial behavior, to high-risk behavior.
Okay.
84% to 98% of all inmates currently incarcerated are usually survivors of child abuse, and we never ever look at these numbers. So part of my platform is to address those issues. We need to stop putting Band-Aids on a process that doesn't work. If I can't appeal to your social conscience, I'll appeal to your fiscal responsibility. What is cheaper? Nipping it in the bud, addressing, providing psychological adjustment to these kids as we remove them from these harsh environments, or paying for their room and board as inmates in our in penitentiaries. I think it's crazy.
It's crazy. Yes.
If you look at all the homeless with all the chemical dependencies and all the problems associated with it, you can trace all these back to adversarial positions in their adversarial experiences during their childhood. You know, I certainly don't want to become a big brother or society where we're watching everybody. That's unnecessary.
No, that's...
But we need to be proactive when it comes to taking care of our children. And I think
the idea is to that those children become productive members of this society. That's the idea.
Exactly.
Okay. The problem that you just describing me in New York is very near of a Job Corps. You know, it's the people who has problems. We all have problems any time in our lives, and become a productive people. You know, bringing back to the society that the society is bringing us.
Well, we need to remember, Carlos, when we went to South Carolina for the forum for the reform, prison reform?
Yes.
This, everything that you're talking about, instead of putting a Band-Aid and putting them in jail, we need to understand that this is a big monster because the jail system is a business.
Yes.
It's a business. When we went to the... You can tell him a little bit about when
people,
we went to...
The judicial system
as well as the immigration system mm-hmm. in the United States, mm-hmm. is broken.
It's broken.
It's broken, absolutely.
Yes.
So we need to check the social workers. We need to check the judicial workers. You have some. Do you know something? Judges are not responsible for the decisions. Okay, we need to make judges responsible by the decisions. The guy who put in jail this lady
in Texas,
yeah, that says that she was selfish because mm-hmm. she opened her business. Do you know something? That guy must be responsible for his words. Okay.
Yeah, and then when we look at it after the reform, prison reform, when we went to North South Carolina, the president was there. He dropped a surprise, so we were fits from him. Okay, he's doing what we call the prison reform. He's doing the Second Chance Act. He's doing the First Chance Act. I mean, he signed all that. Obama didn't do none of that. Only President Trump did it. So what we learned in that forum was mm-hmm. the system, the prison system, the jails, they are contract. They are private businesses. So there is big money in there for these private prisons, because that's not the state don't run the prisons. It's private owners. So what they do is they make money out of people in jail.
Absolutely.
You know?
They make money with the freedom of people. That's the most un-American thing.
That's the most disgusting.
The disgusting thing I ever
yes.
hear.
And then that's why President Trump is giving pardon to so many people, because their crime was, let's say, this was the crime right here. And they gave them, this is the
do you remember Jean Valjean, the Les Miserables person that went to jail for 15 years because he stole a piece of bread?
Yeah.
Okay. That reminds me.
Yeah. I mean, 15 years in prison because he stole bread because he was hungry. He got to go to jail because he was stealing. But now 15 years. It could be like a 1 year or 2 years. So President Trump is working on this situation. He's analyzing the situation. The lawyers come with the case. Hey, this person already paid enough time by this crime, non-violent crime, okay? And they're giving them 20-year extra or 10-year extra. And President Trump, this is insane.
I prefer to pay for a course. You are out of prison, but you have to spend how many years do you have in those courses of HVFC and motorcycle? 2 years about?
Yeah, it's a 2 year course.
It's about a college, yeah. You mm-hmm. know. So I prefer that the state, instead of paying mm-hmm. 2 years of prison mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. the, of that guy, mm-hmm. I prefer that guy going to the mm-hmm. to this school mm-hmm. and become a productive person mm-hmm. of the society.
But let me tell you something. I got a news for you, and this you can use it in your favor. All the Democrats, representative from Georgia, they voted against prison reform. They voted against Second Act. They voted against to help out their community, because majority, like you say, who are in prisons are minorities. The majority, how many percentage? 90% in prison?
80% in prison is Black America.
Black America, okay.
And the amount of Black American is mm-hmm. only 11%. Mm-hmm. So you have 80% of the prison population mm-hmm. on the 11% mm-hmm. of the population. That's outrageous.
Okay, and then you got this representative like Hank Johnson, like David Scott, like Lucy Matbath, like John Lewis. What is the other guy?
Going against their own people.
And voting against their own people. They would love to have their own people enslaved. Go ahead, take it.
Because what you have to understand is mm-hmm. with the Democratic Party, there is this empowerment through that. If you draw your political power and influence and capital from racism, from poverty, mm-hmm. from incarceration, mm-hmm. then there must always be racism, poverty, and incarceration to draw power from. Mm-hmm. They're offering no real
Bingo.
Solutions because they need that to draw power from.
They only offer excuses instead of solutions.
And
exactly.
they only offer welfare. Welfare, because for them it's better to have daddy in prison and mommy herself in the house with four kids, and she depending on the government. And the government is those representatives who are creating programs, free programs for
and
those
say,
people.
Vote for me because I'm giving you...
I am your daddy.
I am your daddy.
Is that my... I am in a bad analyzing this situation, or am I right?
No, you're absolutely correct. One of the things, and one of the points in my platform is exactly that. One of the things that really disturbed me was to hear that some children had gone and saw a police car and started dancing all over the police car and mm-hmm. stuff. And it struck me mm-hmm. that these kids are coming from an educational system where they get a participation trophy and a diploma that really doesn't say that they can actually do anything. These kids are coming out of our high schools. They can't read. They can't write. But they're given a participation trophy and a pat on the butt, and sent out there. These kids are out there. They have no sense of direction. They have no sense of self-worth.
Respect.
And they're aimless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But when they get in trouble, when they break into your car or whatever, we're so keen to lock them up. We're locking up our future workforce.
That's right.
Give them a job skill.
That's
Teach
right.
them how to do something. Give them a sense of purpose.
And
we
then,
have the ability to do that.
Yes.
Let's do that.
And then they cry, racist, racist.
And this is valid not only for the United States of America.
Yes.
This is valid for the whole world.
Yes.
You know, this is...
Yes,
this
because
is,
one of the... Like you explained it before, the socialists, the leftists, the communists, which I call the Democratic Party today... What they want citizens, the future citizens, to be in that situation what you just explained.
Yes, just a moment. Brett, what do you think about all of this effervescent situation that we are bringing back America great again?
I think it's great. Make America great.
Yeah.
Keep America great.
Yeah, you are also an engineer. He is an engineer. And we are the inventors of the world. And we must be, again, to be the inventors of the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
If we don't do it, guess who's going to do it? The Chinese.
The Chinese and the Russians.
Uh-huh. And they want, you know what they're going to do with our country, right? Are we in a break?
We are getting ready to be.
Okay. So we're going to go in a break, and then we continue with the last part of our interview, which is, I believe, this is not an interview. This is just to get to know each other. You know,
exactly.
So your constituent, your future constituent, because you still have 2 weeks for them to vote for you, your future constituent can get to know Cesar Gonzalez.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Want to give your family or loved one the perfect gift? Then go online and check out the TornadoBodyDryer.com. I love mine and the warm heat air massage it gives me after my shower. The Tornado Body Dryer is super. You'll love it, and you'll love having one in your shower.
If your health insurance premium is more than your mortgage, Ellen Deal with Ideal Solutions is here to help. Whether you're a small business owner, individual family, or baby boomer, email maga45cag@gmail.com and I'll respond with three easy questions to help you determine if you can get away from Obamacare. As a 20-year veteran of the insurance industry, I'm here to help with all your insurance needs. Email Ellen Deal at maga45cag@gmail.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Facebook, you got it.
Well, this is the last part of the English interview to Cesar Gonzalez. Cesar, your parents were from Cuba.
Yes, my dad was from Santiago de Cuba, and my mother was actually from Puerto Rico.
Sorry.
My mother was actually from Puerto Rico. I did my ancestry DNA thing, and it turns out that her father was from Inglesa, from England.
Okay.
But the thing that strikes me nowadays is that all of these lefties, they want this socialism, which is a communism.
You have this ghost of the communism over the shadow over you, and you know exactly what socialism and communism does to societies. So now, what is your point of view about the democratic socialism that this group of thugs wants to impose to the United States?
You mean like people like AOC who was from the same place, la misma país que yo?
Yes.
The same country that his parents are.
Well, what they don't consider is this. See, America is the largest economy in the world. Now think about that for a minute. Think about the lifestyle, how we live in this wonderful excess. Okay, we work very hard for that. Now imagine if socialism, which is communism by another name, comes into the country and is imposed.
Woo!
Okay. What socialism does is it de-incentivizes the people, so our productivity goes down.
Absolutely.
These liberals are under this illusion that everybody gets a free iPad, there's free health care, there's free benefits, free food and everything, but that's not the case. You got to factor in the reduction in productivity. Socialism, which is another name for communism, is shared poverty. It's not shared wealth. Look at Cuba. Look at Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Look at all these countries that have experimented with this. That's why you have countries like China where they say, yeah, we're communist at night. You know, they brought capitalism to China. They brought capitalism. Capitalism took down the USSR.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Reagan, one of my biggest inspirations.
Yes,
I remember the Reagan Carter campaign was going on, and we had people. I was living in New York at the time. I was like 17, and we had people coming through the neighborhood camp. Volunteers canvassing the neighborhood, telling everybody if Reagan gets elected, all the black and Latino men are going to be incarcerated. Everybody's going to lose their food stamps. Well, you had to know where I lived, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we would be in World War III because Reagan was a warmonger.
Mm-hmm.
1 year after Reagan was elected, all of a sudden there was like a 180-degree shift in the community. Mm-hmm. Suddenly everybody wanted to be about something. Guys that was hanging out with us on the street were suddenly like disappearing. You know, where's so-and-so? Oh, he's in Job Corps. Oh, where's dude? Oh, he's in night school, man. He's trying to get a bachelor's degree in business admin to work on Wall Street.
Yes.
I went to my 30th high school reunion back a few years ago, and I actually met the same guys I used to run around with on the street, and they're all doctors and lawyers and
Praise
architects.
The Lord.
And this
God
is the
bless
result,
Mr. Reagan.
This is the result of Reagan. Yes, Reagan inspired Reagan. People yes. at the street level.
Yes, and that's what exactly is happening today with Donald J. Trump. With the black community, with the Latinos community, with
he's
the white community.
He's the best representative of the Reaganism.
Yes, and then came the Chinese. They're trying to mess us up, but let me tell you something. Our comeback is going to be strong. Our comeback is strong. I can see it. Because nobody can break us. Nope. Nobody can.
United we stand.
United we stand. Black, Latino, Asian, and white unite. Because when we are united, we can stand.
If you look at a space launch, you look at a rocket launch, you're at Cape Canaveral, you look at the command center, you don't see, oh, this guy's white, this guy's Latino, this guy's black. You're looking at the crew, we're getting ready to launch, we're focused on the operations of this unit and this launch facility. We're not looking at, oh, she's black, this guy's Latino, and this guy's white.
No, because you guys are coming together using the abilities, the knowledge, and experience to make something to work, to make something work.
I remember the words of John Glenn. Remember.
What he say?
He was an astronaut.
Okay.
And when he was about to launch, he said, I won't go until the lady review the numbers.
Okay.
And the lady was a black woman.
Okay.
Okay? So that means... That he doesn't.
Won't go if the black lady don't give me the numbers.
No, exactly.
So he got so much trust in her that he did not see no color. And back then, the color was the problem.
Oh yes.
But he says, "I'm not going until she tells me."
Exactly.
And she says, and then he went.
Yes.
That's why for the urban community, it should be required watching to see the movie Hidden Figures.
Yes.
That was so inspirational to me because it showed the urban community's involvement in the space race. I have such passion for the space race, not just because I'm an engineer, because I work for SpaceX or anything, but I remember when I was in kindergarten, my teacher, Miss Ginsburg, wrapped us up in aluminum foil with the American flag. It was one of the first things I learned to say in English was... Armstrong and Aldrin were the first men on the moon.
Yes. So you were talking about AOC. But don't forget the other three. They are going crazy like a chicken with a head.
What about is your position about the Islamic menace and also the importation, let's say it that way, of people who comes from other countries and want to implant their... way of life, way of living here.
For example, Ilhan Omar, she's being implanted here from her country. The other one is Rashida Tablet, right? And the other one is Ajana Pressler. Ajana Pressler is from a Jamaican descendant. So she's coming with that colonialist mentality. Okay? And then we have the other two who are Islamic. You know, people, those Islamic people, they depend on government. So what do you think about them trying to change the
idea that Sharia law or Islamic law is superior to the U.S. Constitution?
Well, Jamaica and Haiti and those are the Caribes. Going, yo, that's my folk. You know what I mean? So most of the Jamaicans that I know are very productive people, hustlers, just like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have is you have a group of people that are coming over here and they're not assimilating to the American ideals.
Bingo.
They're coming over here to get away from the oppression of their respective cultures, and then they want to impose it on us.
Mm-hmm.
You would almost think that they're coming over here to empower their respective countries. If you come to America, this is America. Assimilate to us. You know, I was in Southern California when I was working for SpaceX. And I expected to go, when I first went out there, I expected to see everybody with the liberals, the Birkenstocks and everything, and tear down, you know, open borders and everything.
Mm.
And what I saw were assimilated Chicanos wearing MAGA hats and calling for the wall. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, I says, what's going on here? You know, I figure, you know, Latinos, they want open borders. And they said, no.
Mm-hmm.
We came here generations ago. We are Americans.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are coming over, mm-hmm. which are largely Asian,
mm-hmm.
from Africa,
mm-hmm.
and from Middle Eastern countries,
mm-hmm.
not just Latinos, but they're coming over here and they're bringing the ills of their cultures
here.
Wow. It's not just they're coming over here and they're assimilating. They're coming over here and they're bringing the problems from their own countries. You've got this, what I call a lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
of living in poverty and killing others and they're stealing from everybody. Like when I saw Lo Mejillo allá, they said, yeah, they're coming over, they're stealing our stuff too. This is not what was in the program. So I had the fortune of talking to a young lady who happened to be black, and she says, how can you support Trump when he's a racist? I said, why is he a racist? Oh, because he wants to build a wall. And I said, he wants to prioritize America first.
Yep.
That's not racism. That's taking care of the people that have made this country great. That's taking care of the people that pay into our tax system. That's taking care of the people that are actually making America what it is. Trump has an appreciation for the working man, because the working man is what made him rich. And he's giving back by enabling us to realize the American dream, the very thing that my father came here on a rowboat to experience and to give us.
Now, these are the last 4 minutes of our program.
Yes.
That it was wonderful, my friend. I didn't think that this program would be so exciting.
So enrichment.
Enrich.
Yeah.
Okay, but the thing is, you told me the full name of SpaceX, because that sounds like a word in SpaceX. SpaceX is, what's the real name of SpaceX?
You kinky boy. SpaceX.
I don't know what they're talking about.
SpaceX is actually a shortened version of the real name of SpaceX, which is Space Exploration Technologies. But I gotta tell you, I might want to look into the whole SpaceX
thing. Oh my god! Okay, no. This is last, I cannot handle this. I can't. We got
Vegas
one more
orbital.
Minute. We got one more minute. We got less than a minute. What is your message for your future constituents? When is the voting, and what do you want to the? Let them know what do you want from them.
Well, you had already had mail-in ballots. You have early voting, which is right now. But the main voting, the day for voting is June 9th. What I want you all to know that is, I'm going into Washington to represent you, not special interests, not big business, you. I want to bring my ideas in here to grow the 13th district, to do what's not been done, to bring people up and into the 21st century.
You want to reach everybody from every political aspect.
I want to build bridges between communities. I want no more identity politics. I want us as Americans. I don't want us sectioned off so we could play one, the Democrats, like the incumbent, playing one against the other, just
Thank
to stay
so
in
much.
Power.
Thank you so much,
my friend. Brent, do you have any questions about this?
Not a one.
Well, it's about time to
leave. How many more minutes we got from Brent?
You are done.
We are done.
Okay. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Precise. Like a space shuttle.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.